The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
Coming to you live from Independence, Ohio.
Changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left. And tonight, folks, this is day two of Pledge Week. And so right now, tonight, we have the Lord of the Board ready to defend all of us here tonight. None other than the mighty Andrew.
Well, thank you, Pastor.
He's ready to roll, okay? And so we also have manning the telephones tonight. Manning the telephones here. She's was newly made, even today, church secretary, Little Lisa.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you, Pastor.
There you go. And then we have in the other room, we have Radical Randy Gay and Whit Burns. And Little Lisa's getting get out there and join them. Go in there and show them how to get it done. There she goes. 88 pounds of power, folks. 88 pounds of power, okay? All right. She's the equivalent of four of Andrew's fingers, okay? There you go. No, when it comes to weight. Anyhow, I'm going to give those numbers out right off the bat. Before I do that, I've got to go to way out yonder in Missouri to our traveling parson, Pastor Joe Larson. Pastor Joe Larson, you better speak up, Joe Larson. Joe Larson, are you there? Joe Larson, you better put your teeth in and talk to me.
Oh, boy.
You
can't hear me at all?
I can hear you now.
You can't. I don't know what. Nothing changed. Everything's good on this end. Looks like we're going to have one of those nights.
Well, we're going to get it done tonight.
Go into prayer right away.
Yeah, we're going to do that. But do you know what today is, don't you? It's November 16th, 2021. And that means, as of today, I've been married 53 years.
Wow.
It's our wedding anniversary.
Your wife needs a medal.
Pardon? Yeah.
Said your wife needs a medal.
Well, my missus is, I got her something nice for our wedding anniversary, but she's been a tad bit under the weather with a major sinus problem. And so I know that she's not listening. I know that she's sleeping right now. And so, Joe, I will say 53 years of wedding bliss, 52 for her and one for me.
I knew you were going to mess it up.
Now watch. Tomorrow, you know, we'll get 20 phone calls. Did you hear what he said on the radio? No. Alrighty, there you go. But no, 53 years. See, with marriage, here's what I learned, Joe. And I got this right from God's Word, the Bible. It's right in there. You only have to work at it from the first day to the last.
Oh, yeah. And every day in between.
Yeah. And so, and then it works. That's the way it works, right? Till exactly. death do us part. Till death do us part. All right. That's what marriage is all about. Do you remember that? When
congratulations on that. Like I said, your wife deserves a medal.
I have to agree. She does. I couldn't see putting up with me for 50. I couldn't see putting up with me for a year. Anyhow. But let's get right to it. Let's get the phone numbers out. Phone numbers are 888-281-1110, nationwide, 888-281-1110, or 888-677-9673, 888-677-9673. Our soldiers are here, all of them waiting, standing by, waiting to get the job done. Hey, guess what, Joe? We have pledges. The church in Warren has pledged $600. Thank you. The church in Founding Baptist Church has pledged $100. Deacon John has pledged $100. And Anonymous has pledged $500. So we're right out of the chute. We're doing pretty good tonight.
You sure are.
Yeah. All righty. Let's keep it going, folks.
We started with a little glitch because everything in my equipment said everything was working and you couldn't hear me. And last night we got knocked off some stations, didn't we?
We got knocked off all but five. How many were we on, Andrew? How many do we stay up on?
I think we stayed up on no more than five.
Okay. But that was that we were only down for like 30 minutes, right? And if they go to that podcast, the people that didn't hear, if they can hear us right now, those of you that missed that program, you can hear it if you go to the podcast. But Joe, you start, Joe, praying, and all you folks out there listening to us, listen, God answers prayer. There's power. There's much, much power in prayer. And we prayed already tonight before we even got in the air. But we want to stay on the air for the whole program tonight. So whatever station you're listening to us, wherever you're at out there, Pastor Joe will start and I will close, but join with us. We need all, believe me, we need all the help we can get. We're coming into very, very, very interesting times, okay, folks? And we need to finish strong. We need to be prepared. So, Joe, go ahead and lead off and I'll close.
All right. First, I want to give that podcast is thewordcleveland.com, thewordcleveland.com. Dear Heavenly Father, you know what's going on. You know the enemy is attacking. And as I look through the Psalms of David, Lord, I see him putting his trust in you. I see him psalm after psalm asking for protection, prayers for deliverance, about how he put his trust in you. How he gave it all into your capable hands, a prayer for protection against oppressors. And Lord, we have those who are definitely oppressors, those who are coming against your kingdom, all of your children, because we see the war, the enemy is all around us, the Antichrist communist system, the revolution that's taking place in this country that's occurring daily, Lord. And we would just ask you to put a hedge of protection around this radio ministry, that as we try to be the watchman on the wall, warn the people, preach your precious word, and do that which you've called us to do, that, Lord, that you would make sure your word reaches those that your intent of your the people you have intended us to reach, and that the power of your word would reach across America, and that we would be able to fulfill the duties that you've called us to do. So, Lord, protect this ministry through this radio ministry, through the airwaves, and allow us to just keep on doing what you've called us to do. I ask this in that name of Jesus.
Heavenly Father, Lord God, we again tonight, Lord, I would pray that your people would join with us and lifting up and petitioning you, Lord. Father God, first of all, to speak through us, that your truth, your whole truth, nothing but your truth, the message, you know, Lord, who's listening out there, you know what it is they need to hear. And so, Lord, as we're here tonight, just use us like we use this equipment. Use us, Lord, to your glory in a way that's honoring and well-pleasing. And Father God, in a way it might fall out to salvation for some. We know, Lord, that it's not your will that any come short. But there are many out there, Lord, no matter how many times you witness and you talk to them, they mock and they refuse. And so, Lord, we would just ask for those that are causing and bringing so much harm and pain to the children, especially out there. We know there's a lot of dark things out there tonight, and Lord, we want to expose that. We want to expose the darkness as much as possible. And we will, Lord. No compromise, no backing up. We have never backed up. And Lord, tonight too, as we see that there are those that are killing people, the death cult, the death culture out there, and with this poison that they're giving people out there, killing millions of people. And Lord, we're going to try to do everything we can to keep bringing the truth out as long as we can. So Lord, again, surround us about with your holy angels. And Lord, come against the night. These things we ask. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
Amen.
All right, hey, Marie in Medina pledges 300 and Pastor Hal pledges 100. Thank you. All right, Joe, let's start tonight in Ephesians chapter 6. Read verses 10 through 12.
All right. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord, in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places.
All right, now, he mentioned, first of all, what are the wiles? What are the wiles?
The tricks, the
tactics.
All tactics.
The schemes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, here's so...
Schemes, tactics, but also the deceit, the lies.
Well, that's part of their schemes and tactics. And we're battling that. We battle that every day. Right now, we're battling that tonight. When we battle the fake news media, you know, the fake news media is filled with lies. They're literally contracted to lie. They're contracted. They sign a contract. They just don't even call the lie a lie. Okay, they call it the narrative, but they're contracted to get up there and lie to the people. Somewhere along the line, they forgot that God's listening, huh?
I don't think a lot of them believe there is a God that's even capable of listening. So,
well, not everybody believes, but everybody will. There's no chance they won't.
Yes.
But you know, and when I say that, that there is no chance that you won't. Boy, I'm going to tell you, does that get some people angry? That really, they just do not like absolutes. But boy, they're in for an absolute rude awakening, aren't they?
Well, there are no unbelievers in heaven, that's for sure. And those that find themselves in hell, I'm sure they have become believers now.
Now, he lists here, the apostle lists, four distinct levels of authority, Joe. And when we take a look at the first one, it's principality. What's another word for principality there?
Local government.
Magistrate, yeah, local magistrate. Now, that magistrate, it can be used in a word, not just like a magistrate or a judge, but that could be a police chief, that could be a prosecuting attorney, that could be a zoning commissioner, but it's what he's
local
talking
official.
About. Yep.
Local officials.
But then he goes up to the next level, and he's using powers. Now, when we refer to the powers, that refers to government, like state government, mm-hmm. where you could be like a governor or an Ohio attorney general or those on the Supreme Court, the state Supreme Court, whatever. But then it goes to another level, rulers of darkness. This is national or world. This is like the United Nations, like the World Health Organizations, or it could be like a nation, like America or China or whatever. It's on a national schedule. But now, when you get to the fourth level, in high places, that takes you into a spiritual realm, a satanic, demonic realm, doesn't it?
Sure does, because, well, like I said, underneath everything that happens in this world, it's a spiritual battle between the forces of Antichrist and the children of God and Christ himself.
So when the Lord Jesus talks about those that come to break, to steal, okay, the thief, when a thief cometh, the thief really doesn't want you to know he's coming, does he?
No, he doesn't. He wants to take you unaware.
Okay.
In fact, he likes it even better if he does his damage without you knowing he's ever been there.
So he couldn't have a stronger weapon than to have people that don't believe that he exists, huh?
That's the greatest lie, that there is no Satan. Because, there is no God, there is no Satan.
So what do they think Satan is, the boogeyman?
I think it's made up to scare people into behaving themselves. I think they think of Satan as a myth, and some of them worship him because they think of him as their God.
Okay, now the ones that worship Satan, are those the ones that are usually the elite, those in power?
Yes.
And
those
so
are the true believers, not the useful idiots are not there. It's those are the true believers, the Satanists.
So do we see this in like with the Clinton Foundation? Okay, Hillary is a witch. She is a witch. Okay, but what about Epstein and those people? That whole death cult, that whole child molesting. And I mean a child molesting, what they call media elite, and those also in Hollywood, the Hollywood's elite. But in Congress, what's being done in darkness is going to be brought to light, isn't it?
It will. It always is, given time.
And that's the reason that, when we played that segment last week on that woman that was used by the elite, and she came out, and believe me, she had a very credible story, and she was told how she was used and abused by Joe Biden, by Barack Obama, and a number of others. And she was right out there, but she could tell you times, places, and the whole shooting match, okay? But is that really a secret at all that this takes place within the Democratic Communist elite?
Not to us, but most of the world, it's a big secret. Well, we have such a blackout on truth in this country, very few people really get the real truth.
So, turn over to 1 John chapter 3 and verse 8.
1 John 3, 8.
No, John. I'm sorry. Did I say I meant John.
You said 1 John. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we'll go to John then. That's, we can do that.
Yep. No, wait, I'm sorry. No, you were right. 1 John. 1 John.
I'm turning back. I'll get there eventually. He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil.
All right, let's go back. Start verse 1 and read that whole thing all the way through.
All right. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now we are the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath his hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. Whosoever committeth sin transgresseth also the law, for sin is the transgression of the law. And ye know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. Whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth hath not seen him, neither known him. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous.
Go ahead to verse, all the way through verse 10.
Oh, okay. 8 then. He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin, because he is born of God. In this the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil. Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God, neither is he that loveth not his brother.
All right, let's go back to verse 1. Verse 1, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons of God. So what is he saying there? Now listen to this. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. So he is...
One, we call it agape love, but it's eternal love. It's all-encompassing eternal love.
Okay, well, in this verse, though, what is he doing? He's first of all, he's telling us who we are, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
we
he's telling us...
sons of God.
Right, so we're the members of God's family, sons of God. And then he tells us who we are becoming. Who we are becoming. Beloved, now are the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear that we shall be, but we know that when we shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Okay? So here he's telling us what we're becoming, and then in verse 3, he's telling us that the process as Christians, the longer we live, the more Christ-like we become. He says,
right.
And every man that hath this hope in him purifies himself, even as he is pure. And so here now, if we go to verse 4, this is a big one here now. Whosoever committeth sin transgresses also the law, for sin is the transgression of the law. And now, I remember, I know I've told this story before, but I was speaking at a Christian academy to the senior class, and I was challenged by two young people, two seniors, and they stood up and they said, there is no law. The law has been abolished. and I said, it has? They said, that's right. We're under grace. The law has been abolished. And so I said, really? I said, so then, as Christians, we're judged by the spirit of the law, right? Yes, that's right. Okay. I said, then what about people that are unsaved? They're not judged by the spirit of the law, so then if they're not, how are they judged? And they looked at each other. They didn't know what to say. See, what these young people were doing is parroting things that they had heard, you know, their pastors or somebody say, okay?
Right.
But these are just sound bites. So I told him, I says, young people, I said, well, then tell me what is sin? What is sin? And they said, sin is missing the mark. Sin is missing the mark. Okay. And I said, well, not actually. You know, you can say that, but I think Paul said that at one point, don't miss the mark. But sin is the transgression of God's law.
Right.
Transgression of the law. And I said, the law has not been done away with, okay? And those that have, that are not under grace are under the letter of the law. They will be judged by the letter of the law. Is there anything wrong with the letter of the law, Joe?
It is perfect. It was designed, if we cannot understand that we're sinners, we will never cry out for a Savior. The law condemns us, and where we understand that we need to be saved from our sins.
So can the letter of the law ever help an unsaved person?
Oh, yes.
No, the letter of the law can only condemn.
Help them understand that they're a sinner in that sense.
Well, yeah, can only condemn. See, the law being perfect.
Right.
And now here we say, but listen, now wait a minute here. Whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. Wait a minute. I can just turn over here to another chapter.
We all sin, fall short of the glory of God. Yeah, that's what people would say. But what it is, we, as long as we're in the flesh, our fleshly body sins, our spiritual part of us, as changing, going closer to God. But every time we sin, we are able to go to Jesus and ask for forgiveness, and he is quick to forgive. And when he forgives, it's like the sin never happened. So we become, in that sense, sinless. Our sins have been washed away by the blood.
So when you were born again, when you received salvation, how much of your sin was taken away and for how long?
All of my sin was taken away.
You mean past, present, and future?
Well, I can sin tomorrow of that I'm able to go to the Lord and have that sin forgiven.
Okay, so can that sin cause you to lose your salvation?
No, but it can keep me from receiving the blessings that the Lord has for me.
So there's a difference then in committing sin and continuing in sin.
Right, big difference.
Okay, so if there was a fellow some years ago was on the radio, had a national radio program, and he had a British accent, and he and I, we didn't get along one night because he had a very, very poor opinion of women, and so for that reason, we kind of cut our relationship off. But anyhow, in other words, he didn't believe that that women should, they should speak around men, even have eye contact, and he believed that women were inferior to men. Now the Bible does teach that men, the husband of the family is the head of the house, and that is absolutely, and he's the authority, and the wife should be submissive. But it doesn't teach that women or children are inferior to men.
All of God's children are equal in the eyes of God. We are all equal.
Right. But anyhow, one of the problems that we had, he said that he doesn't sin at all. And I said, well, that's not what the Word of God says. And the other thing, I didn't think you could, you cannot lose your salvation. Those that think you can lose your salvation, all it would take is one sin, right?
Yeah, and that would be, it wouldn't last, salvation wouldn't last long for most people.
No. So
because we sin not only by our thoughts, by our words, by our deeds, but we sin by the things that we have left undone that God has asked us to do, which are really our greatest sins, the sins of omission.
So it's referred to as sin be taken away like it was placed in the small of the back. If you have something in the small of your back, can you see that?
No.
Okay, it also refers to as taken away, placed in the bottom of the ocean, okay? In other words, so when God takes away your sins, when you have eternal life, your sins are forgiven forevermore. Now,
I always looked at it like God has a giant eraser. When he's forgiven sins, he wipes it out. And if it's wiped out of the mind of God, it never existed.
All righty.
Can't forget.
We're going to stop here because we have Alan Todd calling in. So, Alan, Todd, bring him up there. Hello, my friend.
Hi, Pastor.
Pastor
Sanders, how are you?
I'm doing okay. And I know that you've had a lot better days than you're having, and you haven't been in church since September. You've really had some a tough way to go, haven't you?
Yes, sir, I have. In fact, the day before this all happened to me was September 12th, and I brought, I think, four boxes of a few little things that you could pass out to people who needed them. Cold medicine and stuff like that. But on the 13th, I had a colonoscopy and had some indigestion, some stomach pains after I got home, and called the ambulance because I was a little concerned about it. and the ambulance picked me up, and the next thing I know, I had been in a coma for 48 days. I have gotten back pretty much all of my, I haven't been able to walk. My legs, from my belly button down, I'm paraplegic, and I have no function of my bowels or my kidneys, and it's pretty terrifying. I don't know what I'm going to do. Now, if I could interject something that, and my sister set up a GoFundMe page. I had no clue what a GoFundMe page was, but if you don't mind me giving that address out.
No, go right ahead.
It's Wheels-4Allen, A-L-L-E-N, Wheels for Allen, and that's the site, or that's on a GoFundMe page. And, you know, it's interesting that you were talking, or the other gentleman was talking about, you know, how we have sins and sins of omission. I've sat here and I've wondered, why in the world did the Lord keep me alive? I mean, my heart stopped completely. I flatlined. I had a stroke. I can't use half of my arm. One arm, got one good arm, and that's about it. And, you know, one thing I came to understand was that I had not been a spokesman for my faith. And I, you know, I didn't know anything for 48 days, and I've got back most of my verbal skills, but they say I'll never walk again. And that changes everything. I've been independent my whole life. I don't have any place to go, and I want to go home, but I live on the third floor, and negotiating that's going to be really tough for me. But the one thing I realized is I hadn't shared my spiritual voice. I hadn't been a person who stood up and used what little pulpit I have of people that I meet in a hospital. So, you know, everybody that comes in here, everyone, I ask them if they're saved, if they believe in God. And I say, you know, when you leave, I say, go, God bless you, and go with God. And I think that that's something that has been lacking in me. And people don't realize, well, some people don't realize, you do, the people in the church do, that there is truly evil out there. And it takes a whole bunch of different forms, and we all have to read the Bible, believe in what the Bible says, and stand up for it.
You're right. I got to give, this is Pledge Week, so I've got to give the numbers out because the phones have not been ringing, and we got to have them ringing. The number is 888-281-1110. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. It's 888-677-9673. We know about the evil. It's going to be manifesting itself as we get closer to the rapture of the church and the start of the tribulation period. You're going to see it accelerating, and which it is right now with Satanism and witchcraft. But this is the time that God has raised us up for. This is why He's raised us up right now to take to the field and show them what we're made of. We need to put a good showing and fight a real strong finish here. And brother, that's what you need to do. We're going to hold you up in prayer. And I know what the doctor said, you might never walk again. Well, you know, they told me that some years ago. And, I told them, you can take that wheelchair on out of here because I'm not going to get in it. I never did. And so It's not their call. It's God's call. Right. It's not their call. It's God's call. And
I'll add to that. something. I was in the hospital, and the doctors all told my wife that she better go make funeral arrangements and be prepared because there was no way I was going to make it. I was in an oxygen tent with half my brain swollen out the side of my head. So it's not their call. It's God's call. And he had prepared me because later he put me in hospice with people that were sick and hurt and dying and scared, and I could relate very well when they said they were scared or hurting or had strange things happen. So the Lord works in wonderful, mysterious ways.
He does. Alan, give that GoFundMe address again, and we got to get back to the program, but we've got you in prayer, my friend. And whatever, if there's anything we can do, let us know. And you're over on the west side. We'll see if we can get somebody from the church over to see you soon.
That would be wonderful. The GoFundMe page is Wheels-4-Allen, A-L-L-E-N.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you, Pastor, and bless all of you people. And, I mean, you know, I called you up one day, and I know you got to go, but I called you after hearing you on the radio show, and I left a message asking you where I could find a good Bible-based church. And you directed me to your church, and I love it. I've adopted you as my family. You may not want me, but you're my family. I only have one. My sister is my only family that I have. Everybody else is gone. And you're just wonderful people there. I mean, you're warm. You talk to each other. You celebrate each other. You guide each other. And I need guidance. So anyway, I just want to let you know that I appreciate you and all the other people there. Gary and all the people that I used to sit around, Hal, and we go out to lunch afterwards. You all are just good people.
We miss you too very much, and I didn't know where you were. I didn't know where you were until I got that note put on my desk. And but I have to move on because we're running up against the clock here. But God bless, and we'll keep in touch, and we'll see if we can get somebody out to visit you soon. As I just found out today where you were at. Alrighty, we're going to go with a clip. And folks, and this clip, now, while you're listening to this clip, it's showing pictures. And let me tell you, it's a film. It's actually, I've been watching a film, taken off the media and others. And we're talking about athletes. We're talking about basketball players, football players, soccer players. But we're also talking about people. Actually, you had some people that were doctors in different countries, or not doctor. I guess it would be the director of health or surgeon general, actually getting up to promote the poisonous poke. I just got my poke. But in all of these cases, these people suddenly dropped dead. And here, just as this woman was saying, I just got my shot. She was there to promote it, and she died right on the spot. But whenever you're ready, Big Andrew, take her away.
People are dropping dead on the television, and the television is pretending like it's not happening, like, let's go Brandon. But the evidence is overwhelming, and it's not just the athletes that are dropping dead. But we've got the news media, government officials dropping dead. They've got neurological issues. Something is going on with this vaccine, and now they're injecting it into children, adding heart attack medication. And they're censoring everyone, calling people criminals for questioning the obvious. Why are people dropping dead on television like never before? Why are they trying to normalize heart attacks and strokes? They're trying to make it seem like natural causes, the perfect murder, as they kill countless people. What about all these victims from the vaccines? Their stories are silenced. But according to the estimates, more people are dying from the vaccines than from the virus. Right now, the most vaccinated countries are experiencing record numbers, and they're still trying to blame the unvaccinated, even though tens of millions of people have been vaccinated. Things should be 50% better or 70% better according to the vaccination rates, but in fact, things are worse than ever before. They're breaking new records. It's Let's Go Brandon on the television nonstop as people are dropping dead. They don't want to accept the obvious. These vaccines don't work. And not only do they not work, but they're toxic. It's like the next Fen-Phen, causing massive heart attacks. The nanoparticles from the vaccines migrate to the heart and kill people silently. It's painful to watch. It's painful to see all of these people believing the television. And they think just because it's FDA approved that everything is okay. According to the internal memos from the CDC, they were not able to isolate the virus at the time that they were making the tests for the virus. And that's why the flu disappeared. They just used flu tests, called it COVID, because they were too afraid to admit to the public that they couldn't isolate the virus. And it's not just the American CDC that's saying that. The Chinese CDC is saying that as well.
So they didn't isolate the virus. That's the issue.
What about live animal samples?
It doesn't tell you anything if they only test positive. I do not suspect it's coming from what we originally thought.
Freudian slip. He doesn't think it's coming from a virus. They couldn't isolate the virus either. And they say that the tests, the fact that the animals test positive doesn't mean anything because the tests aren't designed for a virus. But it makes you wonder, if there is no virus, then what's in the vaccine? Because the vaccine is supposed to protect you from a virus. It's just like we have to protect the protected from the unprotected. We're trying to protect people from a virus with a vaccine, but there is no virus. And so what's in the vaccine?
Downloaded the sequences from the Chinese government. We put it into our proprietary algorithm that generates the vaccines. And in 2 hours, we had the vaccine already designed and it went straight into manufacture.
So they downloaded the code for the vaccine from a secret Chinese website from Chinese scientists who later admit there was no virus. So what is this code that they uploaded to a Chinese website? Would you download anything from a Chinese website? Why not? Because it probably has a virus. And so what's in this code? Probably a virus.
Was triggered by this, the genetic sequence of the new coronavirus. Chinese scientists posted it online just weeks after the outbreak was identified.
All we need is that genetic code.
They just posted it online. And these pharmaceutical companies and these governments boot up this code into a vaccine and inject everyone. And now people are dropping dead. And instead of admitting what they've done, they're now making it mandatory. And we have to watch all of these people drop dead on television and pretend, Let's Go Brandon. Let's just pretend that these people aren't dropping dead because of the vaccine. That'll make it go away. That will make it everything better. In fact, let's go all in. Let's double down. Let's bring the children. That's how confident we are that this bunk Chinese code actually works. And again, the American CDC in their memos say they couldn't isolate a virus. The Chinese CDC say they can't isolate a virus. We know the tests don't work. We know the flu just magically disappeared. There's something wrong with this story. But if it's not a virus, then what was making people sick back in early 2020? Well, they rolled out the 5G at warp speed thanks to Trump. And so if it's not the virus, then it has to be the 5G. And there's no test for 5G. They're not testing for 5G. They're not testing for COVID. They're testing for the flu. There is no virus. And it's so bad that if you don't take their vaccine, if you don't pretend like there's a virus with all of the other crazy people, they want to haul you off into a death camp. And they're serious. Double electric fence. Either take the death vax or you get the death camp. Either put lotion on the skin like Silence of the Lambs or you're getting the torture. That's what we're up against. That's the Twilight Zone that we're up against, ladies and gentlemen. And so you might think we're living in the 1940s all over again. That's how bad it is. Show me your papers. Here come the death camps. And of course, the Nazis want you to believe that there weren't ever any death camps so that they can do it again. And that's what's going on. There's something else happening other than idiocracy. These people on television are malicious. They have an agenda. They want to kill people. It's right there on the Georgia Guidestones. And not only are they injecting you with their death vax, they're poisoning the food, the air, the water. They're surrounding you with death towers. They're spraying you like bugs with the chemtrails. And we're all just looking at the television, watching all these people drop dead, and not just the athletes and the newscasters and the politicians, but students, children are dropping dead. People that you know are being affected by this vaccine. And there are many people that are suffering in silence. They don't want to admit that they're having issues. But people are going blind. They're losing their minds. They're having heart attacks, strokes, and other problems. And they've injected our military with it. So now they can't even go on the battlefield. Better hope that there's not another war, because it's going to be a mass casualty event. We can't even defend ourselves. We've injected everybody with this death vax. And nobody can be held liable. That's the best part. You can't sue anybody. You can't bring anybody to court. You have to pretend, let's go Brandon. You have to pretend there's a virus. You have to pretend, get your vaccine. Everything's going to be fine. But it's not going to be fine. None of the animals survived the animal studies. It's so bad that Pfizer faked their clinical results to get emergency approval. It's the biggest scam perhaps ever perpetrated in American history, in world history. And many people are going to die. And they're going to pretend like it's the unvaccinated. Many countries with a 70-80% vaccination rate are now breaking records. And they still want to blame the 10 or 20% that are unvaccinated, or 30% that are unvaccinated, for the record numbers. It's mathematically impossible. This is the new woke COVID math, and we're seeing it all over the news. They're going to keep lying like the poll numbers. They're going to keep stealing the elections. They're going to keep doing what they're doing because they're past the point of no return. They can't admit what they've done. They can't confess. Nobody is going to accept an apology here. Not after all of this. Heads are going to have to roll. We need to bring the guillotines, because this is not going to end all by itself. And people need to wake up. This isn't your imagination. It's not even the Twilight Zone. This is real life. This is happening. They've totally faked everything. And they're injecting people with this mystery death vax, full of graphene, full of toxic chemicals. Looks like the video guy is on vacation, but these people on television are cult members. They worship the devil. This is a giant blood sacrifice. And if you don't get their death vax, it's like the mark of the beast. You can't buy or sell. You can't participate in society. You're no longer free. We look at the graphene that's in the vaccine, and it's carbon. It's 666 on the periodic table. It's the number of the beast. That's what they're injecting people with. So it's bad enough you got this Chinese code. The dragon, right? The code of the dragon mixed in with the black goo of the beast. And you've got this Frankenstein cocktail of evil. People are just dropping dead. It's surreal. And people want to pretend like it's the 1950s, like it's the Brady Bunch, like everything is normal, like it's the happy days. It's not normal out there. What's going on? It's everybody's worst nightmare, and you might not be able to wake everybody up. But what's happening here, it's a ritual, occult sacrifice, a blood sacrifice. Like Astro World, like the Illuminati mass murder in Las Vegas. That's what's happening here. They're killing people for the fun of it, for the sport, for entertainment. And until people wake up and realize that they're being targeted by a system of evil, things aren't going to get any better. You can't obey your way out of this. You can't submit your way out of this blood sacrifice. There's only one way out. And that's with war. That's with 1776, with guillotines, with revolution. When government becomes tyrannical, it's the duty of every citizen out there to resist tyranny. They're not going to go away willingly by themselves. Leave it there for this broadcast. Appreciate everybody tuning in. Be sure to like and share.
Alrighty, we are back. And folks, I do want to say that Donna from Cleveland pledges 400. Thank you, Donna. Steve from Michigan pledges 200, and he has a challenge. And that is, if somebody else will match his 200, he will pledge another 200. And that way we'll end up with 600. So, folks out there, the numbers are 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Let me give you that again. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Or you can go up to our website, wrwl.org. It's wrwl.org. And you can... There's different ways up there where you can go ahead and donate. And Joe, give them the address.
The address is WRWL Ministry, 14781 Sperry Road, Sperry Road, City of Newberry, Newbury, Ohio, 44065. WRWL.org, well, WRWL Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. And you got the web, just WRWL.org. Everything we're saying is right there on the website.
All right, very good. We're coming up to a break. We're coming up to a break, and I got to get my voice back. Doing a lot of preaching yesterday. This week, preached three times on Sunday. We're out of time for right now, but as we get ready to break, we'll be back right after this. We've got a whole lot more to come, so don't go away. We'll see you in about 4, 3, 2, 1. Be right back.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to wrwl.org. That's wrwl.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. TheWordCleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance.
Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.